for CBA Mobile.
Morning, Dave. Zero TR. Don't tell me you're headed back from playing tennis.
W2T sitting at home.
I start up a hornet's nest. Actually, I had a lesson today, and we've been working on my backhand, but then we switched to my forehand, so I actually learned some stuff to better my forehand as well, and it was really a great lesson. I'm actually hitting the ball better with my backhand than I did my last lesson. My last lesson was kind of pathetic. Go ahead, Rusty.
Good morning to you. Well, let's see. Is it still morning? Yeah, no, it's afternoon now. Good afternoon. Now, we're glad you're learning more and keeping yourself attuned there and everything. Good morning to you, Tom. Go ahead.
Oh, Rusty. Yeah, I called for you a little bit earlier. And I talked to Mr. Wyatt for a while, excuse me. And I was wondering if that comes in handy with the wife there, that backhand stuff, Dave.
So only if you're holding the frying pan and, and if you believe that, then I need to talk to you about some property I'd like to show you south of Folly Beach.
He tried to go after his wife with a backhand, Tom. He'd get a forehand right to the middle of his face, and he wouldn't hurt anymore for a while.
I don't think he'd do any harm. Boy, he left himself wide open, didn't he, Rusty? sucker. Anyways, Bernice is giggling over here, and she's making meatballs. And we figured out it takes 22 meatballs to the pound. And they're 0.72 ounces each. And we were just trying to figure out the profit margin for Olive Garden. I think that's a highly profitable thing, spaghetti and meatballs. Anyways, go ahead, Dave. See how you respond to that one.
Say, this is what I had last night. My wife makes a mean spaghetti sauce, and a lot of meat in it. I've got to have a lot of meat, so I have more. I probably have more meat than I do noodles, but for sure, don't give me a plate of pasta and no noodles. I mean, no meat, because that's just gonna tick me off. Go ahead, Rusty.
You know, Tom, he keeps leaving himself wide open for all of these things, and I'm going to be a nice guy today. I'm not gonna hit him with another one here. I'll let you be the one to get him this time. W2T.
As Archie would say, does that make you a meathead? Go, Rusty. Anyways, I couldn't resist. But, that's a profitable item, I'm sure, but a lot of people love it, and that's what counts when you go out to eat. I'm sitting here looking at Bernice's roses, and I was typing a text to you at the time you come on, so I'm glad to hear you. And I got to go out and mow grass, or else I'm going to have to buy a baler and a thresher or something, a windrow. Have to ask Bernice about that. Well, I had to take her to urgent care last night, and I noticed she was scratching at her neck, I guess. Oh, it's just a mosquito bite, and she's kind of allergic to bites, like bee stings or that. She's pretty severe. So I didn't pay much attention last night. I looked at that just before we come in from outside, and oh my, it was big around as a nickel and felt like it was a half inch thick on her throat. And I said, "You're going to urgent care now, lady." And usually she would not want to go, but she went. And anyways, they give her some doxycycline for it, and I went and picked it up a while ago at CVS. And she may be referred to a surgeon in case it's a cyst, they said. But I don't think it is. I think it's going to do fine. But that was our excitement for the night last night. Dave, if you're back, go ahead and pick it up. If not, Rusty, get it. Let's send your OTR.
Excuse me, KB4CBA. Yeah, I was sitting back at that stupid intersection with all that QRM. I don't know what's going on, but it was just blasting out the repeater. I couldn't even hear y'all. So, I had to, you know, sit there at the traffic light, so didn't have much of a choice as to my location.
Quit running around into those locations like that. It'll get you in trouble. You got to, you got to be aware of things, not let them be aware of you. So, you know, you got to be careful out there. You never know what might come up to bite you, and then we'd have to worry about whether you were, whether you were going to survive the bite or something. Anyway, yeah, I've got one of those intersections over here in my area that when I go through it, it's about a block long, and boy, I'll tell you what, it tears up the repeater. I can't get anything coming through, so it is what it is. We deal with it, and hopefully everything will go good, and then we'll be in good shape. So it's just one of those things we have to, as they say, deal with it a day at a time. Anyway, and I'll be on the road here in a few minutes. I've got to go out and grab me some lunch. I got a meeting today, and I've got a couple other errands I've got to run. So, and I'm going to go grab me a bite of lunch. Got to go put some goat juice in the car so that I can get where I need to be when I need to be, and be ready to do things. Anyway, I'm going to say 7-3s for right now, because like I said, I'm going to jump out of here and head in, grab my stuff to get ready, make it over to the up to the gas station and back around. I'll catch all of you in a little bit, Tom. N0TR to take it, W2T, 7-3s for now.
N0TR. Okay, Rusty, have a good day. And Dave, you missed all that fine torture and feedback about the spaghetti and meatballs when you were sitting at that intersection and talking about how much meat you like in those. And I said, well, would that, as in Archie Bunker's words, make you a meathead?
Well, you can call me whatever you want to. I don't really give a hoot. I eat a lot of meat, so what can I say? Protein, it's good for you. What were you talking about, Bernice? Was there something going on with her?
Roger. Yeah, I always say you can call me anything you want as long as it's not late for supper. I like spaghetti and meatballs, but Bernice uses sauce from Aldi's, and it's really good. I don't know. Do you add anything to that, Bernice? Well, she had a mosquito bite 4 or 5 days ago, Dave, and she was itching. I told her not to do that. And last night, I was putting the lawnmower up, and I'd been using it to ride down to the super loop and back, doing some adjustments. And on the counterweight. And I looked up at her neck, and there was a spot as big as a nickel or larger, and looked infected. And so I said, you're going to urgent care, lady. Still doesn't look good, Bernice. And anyways, I had to run down and get her an antibiotic this morning, and they lanced it a little bit last night, but not really. She just, I won't go into details, but she said she might have to go to, she's going to refer to a surgeon in case they'd have to lance it or something. It could be a cyst, but I don't think it is. You can take the person off the farm, but you can't take the farmer out of them, and she never complains about anything, Dave, and she let it go too far, and I think she'd been itching it and caused it to get infected. So I went down and picked up some doxycycline for her. Haven't got to come through for the day's out.
for CPA. Well, almost sounds like a spider bite or something. Boy, I just about saw me a wreck in front of me, this guy. He better be glad he had somewhere to go. He's going to run into the back of that Subaru, and he jerked it over into the other lane. That lane's running out, but he had enough room to get around it. But, I mean, he was right on his bumper, too, and they slammed on brakes, and that would have been nasty. But anyway, I don't know. Of course, if you had a doctor to look at it, then they know a lot more about it than I do. I tell you, I've gotten some spider bites, and they just hadn't been any fun at all.
Bit by a brown redfish when I was 9 years old on my wrist, and it got big real quick within a couple of hours, and red streaks started going up towards my heart up through the veins. But hers wasn't like that, but it was very thick and pretty large in diameter. The diameter's come down quite a lot today, but I think the antibiotic will hit it, Dave, but thanks for your concern. But yeah, those spider bites, I had a game warden tell me one time we was riding our bikes down the Ozarks, and there was a museum at one of the dams. I think it was on Beaver Lake. And I was looking through, and lo and behold, they had spiders, which are not one of my favorite creatures. And I was looking at the widow, the black widow, and the brown recluse, and I was telling him about getting bit. He says, Tom, ounce for ounce, a brown recluse's bite is as toxic as a diamondback rattlesnake. But, he said, fortunately, they don't inject but a teeny tiny bit compared to a rattlesnake bite. So I said, it takes longer for it to take effect, but it's devastating if you let it go because it rots the skin, you know, and then they have to do a skin graft. And they did not have to do that with me, but my boss's daughter got bit on the calf of the leg. And she was a beautiful girl. And at a place I worked at, and they had the skin graft off her back down to her leg. It got that bad.
Oh, I've seen some brown recluse pictures of, you know, the bites and the aftermath and all. It's pretty gross. But mine never got that bad, but I remember I got bit when we lived in a house up in Travers Rest up there in North Cliff, and just sitting there on the couch, this little teeny tiny, I thought it was a flea or something, and but we don't have any animals, and thing jumped up my arm, bit me, and so I killed it, and a couple minutes later it started stinging, and I thought, what the heck? I mean, that thing packed a punch. It'd be so tiny. I had to go to urgent care for something, I think the next day. I still work hard. I don't know what I did. Anyway, and she looked at my arm and says, that's a power spike there. I need to give you something for that. I said, well, good, because I didn't know what it was.
It ran across my wrist, and I swung at it. You know, I was 9 years old, and I missed, and I think that's when it bit me. And I was up in the crabapple tree, and they said, oh, no, that ain't possible, my doctor thought. And he looked at it, and he changed his mind. And they gave me an IV, and it was a hypodermic needle, but they just put it in very slowly into my vein. And then I got pretty sick, but got over it finally. But it knocked me down for several days. And you know, they say, if you look, that was one of the first things I looked at when we moved down here about 14, 15 years ago, and was the species of snakes and the species of spiders we had. And I've seen, when we were looking for houses, quite a few black widows. But the recluse is just what the name says. You don't see a lot. But I seen one on the back of our house. And the daughter has all the licenses, you know, because she ran Lawn Doctor of Greer. And she says, get some bifenthrin, Tom. And I spray it around the house outside, and you can mix it and spray it inside. And never had a problem since. But that was one of the first spiders I ever seen down here, was a brown recluse. He was a pretty good size one. Bob Benjeely, back at a plant I worked at for 32 years, Dave, he put one in a jar that we caught in the sink. It couldn't get out of the sink for some reason, and a big long sink. And he caught it and put it in a jar. And I think he put it in there in something like, I'm going to guess, October. And we kept it inside on a shelf. And that thing lived till January or February without any food or water, Dave. They're pretty tough.
Yes, it's been brought up on spiders. That's a cruel and inhumane punishment for a spider. You better be glad I'm not a spider activist. I might just become one, just get you in trouble. And, oh, gosh, I tell you. Man, where's everybody going today? This is traffic everywhere. It's ridiculous. I had to get off of East Edwards Road. I mean, everybody's going like 5 miles an hour coming to a complete stop. I'm not putting up with that kind of stuff. I took a little cut through here and I come out on Wade Hampton, so I got to get by Publix anyway.
Yeah, and then it's on Fox News on the local channel. The new proposal is to narrow down from Church Street to Pleasantburg Drive to 4 lanes and make it more conducive to a metropolitan area rather than an industrial area, you know, or neighborhood area. Plant trees, more sidewalks, more gas or bike lanes, and narrow it down to 4 lanes instead of 6. Boy, that's going to help a lot, you know. The way the traffic is on Wade Hampton, that'd be like narrowing down I-85. Duh. If they do anything intelligent, it'd be out of character.
Well, hopefully they'll go back to 6 lane at 291 or Red Lobster or somewhere right there, because I don't think they're going to run it all the way out here where I'm at. Yeah, that's just stupidity at best, but, you know, get more people to come to Greenville and then make the roads smaller. Yes, that's all we need. And they even admitted it would make cause traffic congestion in the, you know, when they were talking about it in the news. It's like, you know, who cares? It's going to look good. You know, they want it to look good. You know, well, I'm more interested in functionality than I am aesthetics. And that's just ridiculous. They want it to look good. My goodness. Somebody needs to get slapped upside the head. You know, but anyway, I don't know what we can do about it. I don't guess there's anything we can do about it except for avoid it.
And I've said for a long time now, it's getting to be the new Woodruff Boulevard, and it is. And if they do that, it will be. But yes, they're just going to bring it up to Pleasantburg Drive at the Red Lobster. But like I said, if they do anything intelligent, it'd be out of character. I don't get it at times. And I hope this improvement they did down there at 14 and I-85 improves it. They're just about to get that finished, it looks like to me. And I avoid it like the plague. If we got to go to Anderson or someplace like that, we go way down to Pleasantburg Drive and then get on I-85 rather than go down straight down to I-85 on Buncombe and 14. Just because of that, it's crazy down there. Every morning, wreck, all over the place. I can just about name you the exits that the wrecks are going to occur at every single day. I'm sure glad I'm not a working man right now, Dave. And I pity the ones that are that have to get out in that. My doctor down in Anderson has to drive from there to Greer. That'd be no fun at all. So we don't get out in it too often. Well, I'm going to head out to the chickens and check the girls and get the eggs and then mow grass, or else I got to get a baler and and a windrow machine. Hope the grass has dried out a little bit anyways.
Yeah, I come on yesterday. My mower will cut soaking wet, the grass soaking wet, so it does a good job. But I got to jump out of here and go inside Publix here. But go take care of the girls, and we'll talk to you later. N0TRKP4CPA, clear.
Try some of their spicy wings back there. They're not real spicy, and they are delicious. Haven't got them in quite a while. Yeah, it's 16th day of the month, and we have had 9.29 inches of rain, and it's the middle of the month. So I wish it slowed down a little bit anyways. Take care, Dave. Drive safe. KP4CBA and 0TR is clear and headed out.